From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Haiti for a brief visit today, along with a plane load of supplies, a small part of which she says will be an ongoing flow of U.S. assistance.
We are focused on providing humanitarian assistance, water, food, medical help to those who are suffering.
Clinton met with Haiti's President René Préval and pledged that all U.S. aid will be coordinated with local officials in Haiti. President Obama today announced a new website for donations as part of an initiative to funnel help from U.S. citizens and businesses to Haiti. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
President Obama asked Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to lead a major relief effort, calling it a model that works, based on the success of the fundraising Mr. Clinton did with Mr. Bush's father, President George H.W. Bush, after the 2004 tsunami in South Asia. Mr. Obama says Haitians need the same kind of substantial resources.
Every day that goes by, we learn more about the horrifying scope of this catastrophe. Destruction and suffering that defies comprehension.
Mr. Bush promised that he and Mr. Clinton will make sure people's donations, preferably in cash, will go to organizations on the ground who will be able to effectively spend it. The president asked people to donate at www.clintonbushhaitifund.org. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A national nurses union says 4,000 nurses have volunteered for duty in Haiti to help with earthquake relief. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, an advanced team of about 100 nurses is headed to Miami to plan logistics of getting the rest of the volunteers to the island.
With the airport at Port-au-Prince overwhelmed with planes, food, medical supplies, and rescue teams, just getting to Haiti is the first major challenge the nurses face. Deborah Berger, president of National Nurses United, says when the advance team arrives in Miami, they hope to hitch a ride on military transports.
Right now, we're still trying to see if we can get on the military medical ships that are going to be stationed off of Port-au-Prince.
A number of nurses have ties to Haiti. Berger says their familiarity with the culture and language is a big asset. In addition to personal items, the volunteers will take as many medical supplies as possible. The nurses won't receive any compensation. Donations from the public are covering the cost of their transportation. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The body of the head of the UN mission in Haiti was among those recovered today. So far, more than 50,000 are known dead, and the death toll is expected eventually to be at least double that amount. Iraq's military says it has captured a senior leader of a militant group that's linked to al-Qaeda in Iraq. He's believed to be responsible for the truck bombing of UN headquarters in Baghdad in 2003. This is NPR News from Washington. Thousands of immigrant rights supporters staged a march in front of a county jail in Phoenix today, and a few of the demonstrators clashed with police. The march was to protest actions by a county sheriff who's alleged to have cracked down on immigrants. As the march neared the county jail complex, officials blared music over loudspeakers to drown out the chants of the protesters. Top diplomats from the U.S. and five other key powers discussed possible new sanctions against Iran today over its nuclear program, but Russia's representative says no decisions were reached. Yemen's government says security forces have arrested three suspected al-Qaeda operatives today in the northern part of that country. The government also confirmed the death of senior al-Qaeda figures in an airstrike yesterday. NPR's Peter Kenyon has the story.
Officials said the arrests took place near the border with Saudi Arabia, and the detainees had weapons and explosives on them. Yemen's Interior Ministry, meanwhile, confirmed that top regional al-Qaeda commander Qasem al-Raimi was killed in an airstrike Friday, along with another wanted operative, Ammar al-Wayli. Both men were suspected of playing key roles in al-Qaeda attacks. Yemen has increased its attacks against al-Qaeda targets in the past month, launching a series of airstrikes, some with U.S. assistance. President Obama has said no U.S. troops will be sent to Yemen. Separately, Shiite rebels fighting both Yemeni and Saudi Arabian forces in the north claim to have shot down a Saudi helicopter. There was no immediate comment from the Saudi Defense Ministry. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
In the NFL playoffs, the New Orleans Saints downed the Arizona Cardinals today to earn a slot in the NFC Championship game next weekend. In the AFC semifinal game, the Indianapolis Colts and Baltimore Ravens are tied at 3 in the second quarter. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.